just one time. I know there's nothing stopping you now. I'm not asking you to turn back around. I'd settle for a slow down. Come on, just slow down. I'd settle for a slow down.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday. Word got around, no money down, take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone hatch out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd pay some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. Well, he said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line, I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A new turn in the TikTok case. President-elect Donald Trump's team now asking the Supreme Court to delay a decision on the future of the app in the United States. Trump officials say they're looking for more time to work out a negotiated resolution that would save the app and address national security concerns. The current deadline for TikTok to be sold is January 19th, else it will be banned from American app stores. Investigators are still trying to figure out what happened to an Azerbaijan Airlines flight that crashed in Kazakhstan.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says there are early indications the plane could have been brought down by Russian air defense systems. Russia denies involvement, urging the public not to speculate until the investigation is complete. Meanwhile, Fly Dubai, Israel's main air carrier, and other airlines suspending their flights to Russia as an investigation continues.
ABC's Zorin Shah. This is ABC News. New numbers reveal the deadly impact of firearms on America's young people. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
Beginning in 2019, firearms surpassed car crashes as the top cause of death for children and teens, according to a study published in JAMA covering 2011 to 2021. Firearms-related deaths increased by 76% during this period, with homicides accounting for nearly 60% of those deaths. The sharpest rise seen in kids from birth to 9 years old. Firearm suicides also seeing a steep climb, especially among black teens. Meanwhile, motor vehicle deaths have declined overall, but ticked up slightly in recent years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Canadian model and actress Dale Haddon has died. Authorities say her death has been linked to a carbon monoxide leak at her daughter's home in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Haddon, a celebrated actress and activist, appeared on fashion magazine covers and in a number of films. She was also an ambassador for the humanitarian aid organization UNICEF. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Lux from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Milwaukee man identified as 23-year-old Roosevelt Davis in custody in Kentucky in connection with a Friday morning shooting that killed a woman and injured another. He allegedly admitted driving from Milwaukee for the purpose of killing both women. Police in Milwaukee still looking for whoever fired the shots that struck and seriously injured a young girl Christmas morning.
We have a 6-year-old female who's been shot multiple times.
Two teens were shot and killed in a separate incident Christmas Day. Police still looking for suspects in that incident as well. The Waukesha man accused of striking and killing a tow truck operator on I-94 Christmas Eve now charged in his death. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz in court Thursday. Prosecutors said he was traveling an estimated 80 miles an hour when he struck Hussein Farhat as he loaded a disabled car. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies become mostly sunny skies. We'll have a high near 41 this afternoon. For tonight, some patchy fog, maybe some freezing fog with a low of 29. For Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 39, 37 in clouds on Monday. On Tuesday, clouds and 30 degrees, mostly cloudy for New Year's Day with a high in the mid-20s.
Right now, it's 37.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I know you've heard that worn-out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of me, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Big song from him, John Michael Montgomery, and Be My Baby Tonight. So 94% of U.S. adults think that they're above average in honesty. Is that true? Here's Lady A.
Scattered all around the floor, reaching for the phone, 'cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time. It's a quarter.
Cutter!